Welcome back to day 5 of the 7 days of sleep. Now that we're on day 5, some of you may have noticed improvements to your sleep already. We all experience progress at different times because we all have varying issues. Changing sleep habits always takes time, but if you keep with this program, you're bound to notice steady transformation regardless of your particular challenge. Some people have problems falling asleep. Others wake frequently during the night, and then there are those who awaken too early. If sleep challenges aren't due to a medical issue, chances are they're caused by stress, poor habits, or an overactive mind. Some people lie in bed, obsessing about all kinds of thoughts, good and bad. Other times we're distracted by things like sound, someone snoring in another room, a furnace, or nearby squeaks and creaks can all make it excruciatingly difficult to sleep. Regardless of what the distraction looks like, the answer is to let go. We want to let go of thoughts, let go of irritations, let go of the pressure we place on ourselves to fall asleep. So today, in our practice, that will be our focus. Start by finding a quiet place to sit. Keep a straight back and close your eyes. Let your shoulders fall naturally and allow the hands to rest in an easy, effortless way. Bring your attention to your body and begin to relax. Take a few full, deep breaths, inhaling deeply and exhaling slowly. Filling the lungs with air and then releasing them. Feeling the sensation of the breath as it releases. With each breath you take, letting go just a little bit more. Notice if your breath has softened, and if it hasn't, allow it to return to normal. Natural breaths in and out, following the breath as it draws into your body and as it leaves your body. Observe each inhale as it turns into an exhale. With each out breath, let your body become heavy, sinking deeper into your chair or cushion. Each time the mind wanders, just notice it and gently bring it back to the breath. Each time you inhale, let it be a fresh new moment. Each time you exhale, let that moment go. Breathe into this moment. Let go of the next. each time you notice a thought. Rather than getting swept away by it, observe the thought and gently release it. Let go of thoughts, sounds, and anything that distracts you. Let go as if you're holding on to a balloon and watch it cross the sky. And then return to your point of attention, the breath. Practice letting go of anything that isn't the breath. Memories, plans, emotions, and concerns. Practice letting go over and over. Breathe into this moment. Let go of the next. Breathe into this moment. Let go of the next. Now allow the focus of your attention to shift from the breath to sound, turning your attention to sounds all around you. You may notice sounds that are loud and distinct. You may notice sounds that are subtle and quiet. The buzzing of appliances, the sound of rain, or a ticking clock. You may hear people talking, the hum of passing cars, or a dog's bark. Practice not reacting to whatever you hear, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Practice not getting caught up in the sound, not labeling it or judging it. Allow sound to exist in the space with you. Just like the breath, letting it come and letting it go. Now shift your attention away from sound and come back to the room. Come back to the body. And just take a moment to tune in and notice how you feel. Letting thoughts come, letting thoughts go. Letting sound come and letting sound go is a wonderful practice. The more skilled we become in letting go through the day, the more able we are to let go at night. And we want to let go of anything that doesn't make us feel calm and content before bedtime. An effective way to do this is by cultivating feelings of gratitude. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude consistently report psychological benefits such as being more alert, optimistic, and happy. They experience social benefits like feeling generous, compassionate, and connected to others, and physical benefits such as a stronger immunity They're less bothered by aches and pains, and most relevant, they sleep longer and feel more refreshed when they wake. Ultimately, gratitude blocks toxic and negative emotions and enhances positive ones, so you can see why it's the perfect exercise to practice before bedtime. If you like writing, feel free to start a gratitude journal, but it's not a requirement. You can simply lie down in bed and think of 5 to 10 things for which you're grateful. If it's hard to come up with ideas, start with the obvious. Perhaps love for a family member, your health, home, or job. You could find gratitude in a kindness someone's shown you, a skill you possess, your favorite band, or a new opportunity. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And as you begin to more regularly pay attention to what you're grateful for, you'll likely develop feelings of peace and warmth that are far more conducive to falling asleep and staying asleep than a mind full of worry. Last, this evening when you head to bed, try out our sleep session called Rising and Falling. It starts with a relaxing body scan and then soothes you to sleep as you focus on the rising and falling sensation of your breath. You'll find it in the same location as our other sleep sessions. Now take a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Congratulations for completing day 5 of the 7 days of sleep. I wish you a restful evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 6.